Father, as we open up your word today, we do ask you to speak to us, Lord. We don't need to hear more things from a human being, Lord. We don't need to hear more good ideas. Lord, we need to hear from you, Lord. And so, Father, we pray that you would open up your word to us, Lord, as Tom and I share this morning our hearts for the upcoming year. Lord, we pray that you would just pour in your Holy Spirit. Father, you are the one who gives good gifts, Lord. Father, we pray, give us this precious, sacred, holy gift of the renewing of the Holy Spirit this morning. Oh, Lord, our hearts are hungry and thirsty for more of you. And Lord, we do pray, just come and fill our hearts with your truth. Lord, it's your truth that sets us free. And Lord, we just look to you, Lord, in this moment to speak to us, Lord. Oh God, we look to you, Jesus. Speak to us, we pray. Father, hallelujah. Lord, pour out your Spirit, Lord, we pray. Oh God, we're anxious, Lord, to please you. We're anxious for more of you. Oh Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you're a generous giver. Oh, Father, so Lord, we do pray, open up the storehouse of heaven to us this morning. Amen. I'd like to share from John chapter 15. And the thing that's on my heart this morning is the love of God in verse 9. It's going to be kind of my verse. John chapter 15, verse 9. It says this: just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. This verse is amazing. Incredible verse. Jesus was saying that in the same manner that the Father has loved the Son, in that very same manner the Son loves his people. And then he says, abide in that love. I'd like just to explore this just for a few moments. That God loves us the same way that he loves his Son. God loves us the same way that he loves his co-equal, eternal Son. Now that's astounding, isn't it? That God's love for us is the same. It's the same kind of love. You know, one of the things that we've kind of prided ourselves on is being biblical, isn't it? That we love to be biblical. But if we're biblical and miss this point of God's love, we become no better than the Pharisees. Jesus said to them, didn't he? He said that you've learned to tithe your mint and your herbs and spices from your gardens, but yet you've missed the most important thing, to love God. You know, in Matthew chapter 22, verse 37, Jesus said that the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. And we can know all kinds of mysteries and be able to expound all kinds of doctrines, but unless we know love, we're just a clanging cymbal or a sounding brass. This is the most important thing that we can do as a church, is to love one another. Jesus said later on, didn't he? He said, by this you shall know, all men shall know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. And as I looked at this year and I felt the Lord really brought this verse alive in my heart. You know, to really love one another, we have to know that we're loved. To really be able to love each other, we have to have God's love in our hearts. And we know in Romans 5:5, it says this kind of love can only come through the Holy Spirit. And so we need this. We need this love to be shed abroad in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. A love that really comes from understanding that we are loved. That God's love for us isn't dependent on our performance or how good we are or how many verses we've learned or how many doctrines we can teach about. But God says right here that just the same, just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. And this kind of love that is unchanging, it's deep, it's tender, it's true. It says in Jeremiah 31, I've loved you with an everlasting love. Now this is the kind of love that God has for us. And how often I think we measure ourselves by how we're doing, by our performance. We feel more loved when we're serving more. We feel more loved when we're not sinning or we're feeling victorious. But you know, God's love doesn't change. It's not dependent on how much we do. God's love for us is steady and consistent. It doesn't change when things go wrong. In the same manner that the Father has loved the Son, so has the Son loved us. There's something freeing in love, isn't there? There's something in love that allows us to be ourselves. I don't have to impress you. I don't have to worry about what you think about me. Because my Father loves me and Jesus loves me. I don't have to worry about how you judge me or what you think about my life. I only have one person to please, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't have to worry about trying to impress the Lord. It's already all been done. Jesus loves me and I'm free in that love. I'm free to be who I am. I'm free to be a child of God. I'm free to be loved by the Lord Jesus Christ. And in that love there's freedom. So that we're not just focused on trying not to sin. But as we realize that God loves us, and we find in our hearts a reciprocal love rising up back to Him, that we're free, that sin loses its grip on our hearts as we love Him and He loves us. So that following the Lord Jesus doesn't become some kind of doctrinal exercise, but it becomes a living, loving relationship where He loves us and we love Him. We experience that newness of life that comes through the Holy Spirit. I believe this is what the Lord wants to really bring us into more and more. This year is the love of God, being free in the love of God. We might disagree upon certain things, but we can agree upon this one central thing, that our one aim, our one goal, our one desire is to love God passionately. To love Him passionately, and out of that love springs a love for others. Our mission statement, Bethel Fellowship Church exists by the grace of God, for the glory of God, to promote passionate godliness within its members, and to extend the love of Christ to those within its reach through the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, passionate godliness comes from understanding that God loves us passionately. So that we can love Him back passionately. Have you ever thought about what kind of emotions God has towards you? And that God is an emotional being. That He has a passion for His people. And there's so many scriptures we could think about. He says, I love you. In Isaiah 43, I've called you by name. You're mine. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. We're going to pass through waters this year. When you pass through the fire, we're going to pass through fires this year. says you won't be burned. When you pass through the rivers, they will not overflow you. Because I am with you and I love you. Those are incredible promises, aren't they? As we face a new year with all kinds of unknowns, we know one thing, that God is faithful. And as we look back, we can see God's faithfulness woven into our efforts and our endeavors. And as we look forward, we can see, God, you're going to be with me. You love me with the same kind of love that you love your son. That's the kind of love you love me with. I don't have to perform and try and impress you. I'm free. I'm free to be the person you made me to be. It's wonderful, isn't it? And then in the last part of that verse, it says, remain, continue in my love. In Jude 1:21, it says, keep yourselves in the love of God. So it's like the Lord saying, listen, the same kind of love that my Father loves me, I love you with that same love. Now continue in that love. Isn't that wonderful? God's saying, whatever you do, however you serve, however you live, continue in the love of God. I think that's a wonderful encouragement this year, that we begin in a deeper way to understand how much God loves us. And then we continue in that love throughout the year, whatever we do, through the difficult things, through the blessings, through the trials, that we continue in the love of God. This is what God wants for us as His people. Yes, He wants us to grow in knowledge and to learn new things about Him, but really everything should be rooted and grounded in love. And He says that as we abide in that love, we'll keep His commandments and we'll love one another. There's lots and lots of other scriptures we could go to. But the practical outworking of this, let's just jump forward to John 17:23. The practical outworking of this love, realizing how much God's passion is stirred for us. And understanding that as we love Him back, we continue in that love. In verse 23, it says this. Jesus' prayer, great high priestly prayer. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be perfected. It means to come to a completed end in unity. That the world may know that you did send me and did love them, even as thou didst love me. And this is the practical outworking. As we love God, as we enjoy being loved by Him, that we love one another. And yes, it might mean speaking the truth in love. And yes, it might mean difficulties. But underneath all of those things, the love of God permeates all that we do and all that we say. And then as we reach out from outside these walls into a needy and a broken world, God's love is extended to those who come into our reach. Amen.